Good evening, everyone. Hope all is well. So today would have been the first day back at work for me in construction. They have about another month's work for me. But I took it off, which probably wasn't a good start in the eyes of many. But it was because I had to work on StickAid. The press release went out last night. StickAid 2010. Dot info. Please go there, and if you know anyone who'd be interested, do get involved. And today I was obviously following up with that, contacting companies and many people as such. But yeah, tomorrow, well, in about 8 hours, I'll be leaving the home, getting ready to work on this church in a village near me, which should be good. It was what I was working on before I went to America. But you know, the whole job situation around the world at the moment is absolutely crazy. I mean, I met someone who worked at the reception of the apartment my parents live at, and he was an amazing guy who had done a degree in law, I believe. He had served in the Marines, and now he was behind a desk, and he was telling me that he just feels like giving up because he has all these skills and qualifications, yet he's working there. And I said, well, the same is with me. I've got a degree in psychology, although many would argue it might not mean anything. I've got all these experiences with, you know, viral consultancy and everything in the media, etc. And I'm working in construction. And the truth is that, you know, it's just one of those things. If you've got a job, you should feel lucky. And you should stick with it. I know people that are complaining about their job, and some people actually left their job because they were going to go and get another, but obviously now they're stuck. And when you look at the bigger picture, you know, countries talking about being in debt, the country's been in debt. Well, who are we in debt to? Who are America in debt to? And then the question is, oh, countries like China. Well, how did that specifically happen? I mean, if one of you knows out there, then please do explain. But in the bigger picture, this whole, you know, we're turning the boat around. If you have a massive oil tanker and you try and change the direction, it takes a long time, but you get there eventually. That was something Barack Obama said. which holds a lot of water, especially if it's sinking. But my point is with this, that I don't think it's ever going to get better. Because if you look at the way that the world is going, it's just about shifting resources. The more resources you have, the more you can do with it. And are we really going to get back all of this debt? And surely when it starts getting better, jobs will be getting more competitive. So therefore, perhaps, you know, jobs will never be easy to get. And maybe they'll never get easier. It's just going to be about luck of the draw. And I'm sorry if this point that I'm trying to make tonight isn't very comprehensive or comprehensible. But it's because it is a complicated situation. And they say it's the worst time to look for a job. It's the worst time in 15 years to look for a job when you've just come out of university. So people are going back into education to perhaps come out to the exact same situation, but in even more debt. And I hope for everyone that in the long run we can find our goals. But, you know, when people ask you, what do you want a career in life doing? You know, the answer, I think, well, actually, one of the people I worked with in BBC, he worked quite high up. He laughed at it and he goes, what do you mean? Is this what I want to do as a career? You know, you don't look for careers in life anymore because everything is changing and everything is so fluid. And when I was in America especially, it was really interesting just how job security is a lot more frail over there than in England. In England, you have people walking around thinking they can be rude to customers because, you know, they're protected if they get sacked. As in America, if you get sacked, that's it. And, you know, it's just a very crazy world out there, but perhaps capitalism is always going to be the best way, but still tough nevertheless. So before my 5 minutes run out, I'm going to say I want to hear your thoughts. And on that note, good night.